Part 1. The Daggers of Bregan D'Erth. Jarlaxle has spent many hours of late, since the resurrection of Zacnaphane, relating to me tales of his early days beside my father and Menzo Berenzon. His purpose, I expect, is to help me better get to know this man, who was so important to me in my early years. A man whose past has remained mostly a mystery until now. Perhaps Jarlaxle sees this as a way to bridge the divide that I have unexpectedly found separating me from my father, to soften the edges of Zacnaphane's attitudes toward any who are not drow. What I have found most of all, however, is that Jarlaxle's stories have told me more about Jarlaxle than they have about Zacnaphane. Most especially of the evolution of Jarlaxle and his mercenary band of Bregan D'Erth. I view this evolution with great optimism, as it seems to me a smaller example of that which I hope might come about within the drow culture as a whole. When he started his band of outcasts, Jarlaxle did so simply to keep himself alive. He was a houseless rogue, a reality that in Menzo Berenzon typically ensured one a difficult and short existence. But clever Jarlaxle collected others in similar straits and brought them together, and made of these individuals a powerful force that offered value to the ruling matrons without threatening them. That band, though, was not the same as the Bregan D'Erth that now controls the city of Luskan, and the distinction is not subtle, though I'm not sure if Jarlaxle himself is even conscious of it. Bregan D'Erth is a very different troop now, but the change, I expect, has been gradual across the centuries. Jarlaxle, too, must be different. And so, dare I hope that Zacnaphane will find his way as well. In the beginning, the Bregan D'Erth reflected the savage culture of Menzo Berenzon's houses, and in many ways exploited the schisms within Menzo Berenzon, both inter-house and intra-house. Great indeed were those treacheries. My own life was spared the sacrificial blade, only because my brother Deneen murdered my brother Nalfane on the day of my birth. Everyone knew the truth of it, including our mother, Matron Malice, and yet there was no punishment to Deneen. Rather, there was only gain because of the clever manner in which he had executed Nalfane, away from obvious witnesses. Similarly, I would guess that nearly half the matrons serving as the heads of drow houses arrived at their station by killing, or at least by helping to facilitate the death of, their own mothers. This is the way of Loth. And so this is the way of the drow. And so this was the way of Bregan D'Erth. As such, Jarlaxle gave his underlings free rein and little guidance as they tried to climb the hierarchy of Bregan D'Erth. His only rule, from what I can fathom, was that members take care of the cost that any of their actions might incur upon him. His underlings would fight and cheat, steal and kill, and Jarlaxle did not care enough to get involved. A murdered associate would have to be properly replaced at the expense of the murderer, I suppose. But Jarlaxle imposed no moral code upon his underlings. I sometimes wonder if he was then possessed of such a code himself. I ask that honestly, for while I do not doubt that he has always held some code of honor, that is not necessarily the same thing as a moral center. Artemis and Treri held on to some misplaced sense of honor, too, but it is only in very recent times that he has allowed simple morality to even seep into his decisions. But then Artemis and Treri viewed the human societies in much the same way that Jarlaxle and Zacnaphane viewed the drow, irredeemable and wretched and worthy of his extreme scorn and ultimate judgment. What a sad waste is such an outlook. When Jarlaxle relates those early stories of his band of not-brothers, He doesn't even seem aware of the stark differences that are representative of Brigand Earth today. Then the secret society survived by strength alone, by Jarlaxle's ability to will the disparate and rivalrous troop through the tasks put before him by the matrons, particularly Matron Mother Bayenry. For all that I can extrapolate through these stories, Jarlaxle lost more foot soldiers to Brigand Earth blades than to those of enemies. Now, though, I witness a much different structure within Brigand Earth, and one very much more powerful. For Jarlaxle has given to his followers something truly special among the Loth-serving drow, an element of trust. And he does so by example. Jarlaxle has entrusted Kimuriel Oblodra with the very leadership of the band on those many occasions when he, Jarlaxle, is out on some adventure or other. He has even tasked Kimuriel with reining in his own worst excesses, with keeping Jarlaxle himself in line. Jarlaxle has given great latitude to Beniago in his role as High Captain Kurth, overseeing the city of Luskan. Beniago does not consult with Jarlaxle about his every move, and yet Jarlaxle trusts in him to operate the city smoothly, profitably, and, I am led to believe, with some measure of the general welfare and common good of the citizens in mind. Perhaps most telling of all is the manner in which Jarlaxle has accepted the mighty former Archmage. Gromf Bayenry is not a full member of Brigand Earth, from all that I can tell. But he resides in Luskan as the ultimate archmage of the host tower of the Arcane, and does so at the sufferance of Jarlaxle. The host tower itself could not have been rebuilt if not for Jarlaxle's approval, for Gromf would never have been able to go against the whole of Brigand Earth, and would have found no support from King Brunner, and certainly no help in the construction from Catti Bree. Jarlaxle granted Gromf this greatest of wizard towers, a force as singularly powerful as any castle I have ever known, even that of King Gareth Dragonsbane in Damara, or of Sorcerer, the drow school of wizards in Menzo Berenzon. The collection of magic, and of those who can expertly wield such magic, now residing in the host tower, could unleash unimaginable devastation. But it won't. Jarlaxle knows it won't. Gromp's acceptance into Brigand Earth, and into the city controlled by Brigand Earth, was highly conditional. His leash is short, and yet a large part of that leash lies in the realm of trust. And that's all possible because Brigand Earth has grown, has evolved. As their leader goes, they go. And that gives me hope. So I dare hope that Jarlaxle's influence and example will find their way into Zaknafane's heart. Even still, I fear that Zaknafane's transformation will not come in time to earn friendship, even familial love, from Catti Bree or from our child. And in that instance, it will not be in time to earn the love of Driz Doerden. I hope that is not the case. But he is my family by blood, and she is my family by choice. I have come to learn that the latter is a stronger bond. Drizzt Doerden.